Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Manager of Hospice of Pella, Carol Watson joins us on today's program to preview the upcoming Light Up a Life event. Well, Carol, the holiday season is fast approaching, and oftentimes people celebrate the season with their families. But this time of year for many people is a reminder of maybe family members lost, and there's a special event coming up each year through Hospice of Pella that has some new twists and changes this year. First of all, let our listeners know about the night that is Light Up a Life.
December 5th this year is our annual memorial service for hospice patients and actually for the community. Any patient who's passed away, families like to take time to remember them, and so this is kind of a unique opportunity for them to just take some time out of the busy time. This is a busy time of year, so to take some time out and just remember their loved ones.
And what are some of the changes to this year's event? I know in years past you've had a tree and you've had a celebration, but there's been so many people that have been celebrating these lives that have been lost that you've had to make a few changes.
So the biggest change is that we're moving our location. Not far, but we're just going, instead of in the Memorial Garden, which is to the east of the Comfort House, we're going to be out in the street. So right north of the Comfort House, we're going to close the street down and we'll have seats set up there. And so it'll be a lot easier to get to. It's been kind of hard sometimes to get back into the Memorial Garden. It's been very crowded. And so this will give us a lot more room, and it'll still be dark, it'll still be intimate and peaceful. So we're really excited about the change. We will be facing the Comfort House, and the tree lightings then will be right there in front of the Comfort House.
And we mentioned this tree, and there's an opportunity for people to remember their loved ones by making a donation for Hospice of Pella. What is that program like, and really, how do you become a part of that?
It's very simple. We've sent out mailings, or it has been in the paper, but you can just honor any loved one by sending in a donation. And those flyers are available at the Comfort House in the lower level or upstairs. You can get them either place if you didn't get a mailing. We will read the names of all patients who passed away from November 1st of 2016 until October 31st of 2017. So if a patient's passed away this October or November even, the death is so fresh that a lot of times just getting in a group is hard. And so we wait until the following year to read those names. It's a beautiful service. We will be lighting individual lights this year for each of our hospice patients, which is a little different than what we've done in the past. We just lit up the tree, and now it will be an individual light for each patient. We also will have a memory tree in the lower level downstairs of the Comfort House, and we will have ornaments on that tree. And they do have the patients' names of all that we've read that evening, and they will receive that ornament to take home and put on their own tree.
And what has this night, from your perspective, meant for these families in regards to getting together maybe with other families that are sharing a similar experience, or those that may have for the first time lost a loved one of significance and this is the first holiday season without them? What does this night really mean to them?
It's a huge support system to them. It makes them feel like I'm not the only one suffering in the world. I'm not the only one that's sad. I'm not the only one that's grieving. And so it gives them a huge support group. And they also like to see some of the staff that took care of their loved one, and they reconnect, and it gives them comfort to know that, hey, you were the one that was there with my mom, and thank you so much. And so it's a good night for staff and for families.
We talk about how you're going to read the names from the previous year of those patients that have passed away here. That's not just, the event's not contained just to them. There are many people who keep returning year after year that had a family member that has died in years past.
Correct. And it's comforting to them to come back and see the staff, see the Comfort House. Even if their family didn't die in hospice, we open it up to the community. So it's anyone who's passed away and you just want to honor their memory. So it's open to the public. Anyone can come attend the service. It's a beautiful night. If you do make a donation in their name and send that in, then their name will be listed in the program.
And then once again, this is Tuesday, December the 5th at 6:30 p.m.
Correct.
Once again, that was Manager of Hospice of Pella, Carol Watson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.